The Walk the Mile podcast is produced on Gadigal land. I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which Skegg Stallinghurst stands, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, and pay my respects to elders past and present. May our reconciliation be an ongoing process of love and compassion. Hello everyone, I'm Gary Lee Lindsay, school chaplain at Skegg Stallinghurst, and you're listening to Walk the Mile, a podcast that opens up conversations that we need to have. We're family. Hello everybody and welcome to Walk the Mile, Skegg's podcast, which started last year. As a result of COVID, in fact, because we were doing video recordings of different people for chapel and so on, and people were responding really well to those recordings, so we thought we'd start a podcast. We had a few last year, just started this term with a few as well, and this is our first for 2021. Wow. And so, fantastic. So I've got two very special guests here today, two girls in year 12. I've got Amelia Board and Clementine Gleeson Cook. How are you, girls?
We're good. Great, thank you.
Good to have you here. What did you start? Let me guess. Amelia, you started in year 7?
Yes.
And you started in year 7 as well?
Yes.
I thought you were here in the primary school, Clem.
No, I came in year 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we've had this discussion already.
Yeah. Yes, maybe.
So I've asked the girls to come in to talk about change today. Coming in year 7, it would have been a big change. They're about to embark, or not about to, they've still got a few exams to do before they get there. But they're about to step out into the big ugly world, as we might know it. So I thought we'd talk about change, because I'm sure there are a lot of people who might be listening today who have joined the Skegg's community this year, might feel a bit different. There are kids who definitely would feel very different coming to a new school, but we're constantly going through different changes and how they affect us in different ways. Some people like change, some people run clear of it as well. Can you remember? Oh, I noticed you just pointed to.
Clem doesn't like change very much.
Yeah, I'm not very good with change. I like to be stuck in my ways.
What is it?
Stubborn.
What is it that what happens to you when change is coming your way, Clem?
So, I mean, when there is change, I always find something like when I came to Skegg's in year 7, I knew that there were people I already knew, like I knew Millie, not very well, but a little bit. So when we started, we were able to like hang out, and that's kind of what, like, knowing people already kind of helped me with that change, and also having a routine, because I like routines,
right,
and stuff. So that really, really helped.
Right.
Year 7.
So having something you know, having something
exactly.
Stable, like Millie, not that she's something, someone.
Yeah, exactly.
I was going to say not that she's stable.
Oh, she's very stable.
Yeah. Thank you.
And having a routine.
Yes.
Otherwise, let's say Millie wasn't here, and let's say you had your routine and you brought your routine to school, and teacher said, sorry, Clem, you got to do it this way. What would have happened to you? What were you imagining would have happened to you?
I probably would have taken a longer time to come out of my shell and make friends.
Right.
Because I knew Millie and Phoebe and Petra when I started, and we were able to, like, straight away from day one just have a lot of fun at lunch and recess, and I don't think we were shy towards each other. But if I didn't have them, I probably would have been a lot more shy and scared.
So having something familiar, having something, as we said, something stable, helps you in that change.
Yeah.
Helps you to think, I can do this, I can get through this, but if there's nothing there, if you feel like nothing's there, if you feel like this is too different, no one really knows me, too much, it's a bit unended, isn't it? Like, who knows when things are going to be different?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Millie? What was it like for you coming to school?
I think I'm kind of the opposite. I feel like change is kind of exciting, and it's like, It's like when you like order something online, it's like provides excitement for you for like the upcoming weeks, then like it comes and like, oh, nothing's interesting, I've got to order something else.
Right.
I feel like change is kind of like what keeps me going sometimes. I don't know. Well, when I came to Skeggs, I didn't know anyone except Clem. So no one from my primary school came. And I feel like maybe it was just because I knew, but I feel like it was kind of exciting to like try and make new friends and stuff, as much as it was difficult. And like, I remember on the first day I couldn't find Clem, so I was just at the fig tree, not a single person, and I like just had no idea what to do, because I was like, to my mum and dad, I was like, don't go, like I don't know anyone. It's just this swarm of white PE t-shirts. And I didn't know anyone, but then I found Clem. And so maybe it's because I did have one person, but I think it was kind of exciting. Like, I was really, really excited to start high school.
Yeah, and she also, Millie printed out maps of the whole school. And
I didn't do that, my dad did that. I still couldn't find everything, but
yeah,
it's pretty helpful.
Did that help, though, him printing out maps? Was that?
I think it did.
I mean, I'm very good at reading maps, so that was probably where the issue came from.
I thought it was pretty helpful.
But
did that help your sort of fear? Like, did that give you a bit more stability in terms of thinking, oh, great, I've got this map. If I do get lost, I'll be okay.
Yeah, for me, definitely, because getting lost in a new school was about the scariest thing that can happen. So just knowing where everything was made me feel like I knew the place more comfortable, more grounded.
Mm. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Sure. So both of you in some ways are saying that change is a challenge.
Mm.
But what I hear you saying differently is whether you're ready to accept the challenge or you don't really want the challenge.
Yeah.
Would that be right?
Yeah,
definitely.
So what is it about the challenge for you, Millie, that you enjoy?
I don't know. I think it just, like, when things are different, they're more exciting. Like, if everything's the same day after day, it's just, you just get, like, bogged down by the routine of everything.
And do you think it's just boring? Well, I know you're saying it's boring, but are you ever worried that things might never change?
I think sometimes. I mean, yeah, I think there's always like change that you can see in the future, especially being at school, like you go to the next year. Like, I feel like there's a lot of change laid in front of us, but maybe when you leave school, it might be a bit different, and like go into the workplace, maybe it might be a bit scary because there's no foreseeable change in like the near future.
Mm-hmm. So you just got to keep on this track.
And yeah.
How are you going to do things? What about for you? What does the challenge mean for you, Clem?
So I just like change. I get like stressed very easily. Mm-hmm. So when there's something that I don't understand or I don't know yet, that scares me, because I also just like to be like not in control, but like have a good understanding of everything around me.
Sure.
Otherwise I get very nervous that I'm not aware of everything. So when there's change, it's just new stuff that I don't know, makes me feel very uncomfortable.
So if it's messy,
yeah,
it's a bit messy.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like well, it can be, yeah. I mean, I think all of us like to have some control, don't we? Mm-hmm. We like to know that things fit. When things don't fit, it's like, how do I make sense of it? How do I get everything back together again?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about when things change amongst friends? I'm often talking to students about changes in their friendship groups. It's often an issue. I don't know if it's a Skeggs thing. I don't know if it's a girl thing, I don't know if it's teenage thing, I'm not quite sure, but it's definitely the topic of conversation very often. How do you find that? Because you talked about, Clem, you talk about change being stressful, and you talk, Millie, you said it's exciting, but here's a change which is quite upsetting, I think, for a lot of people. Can you talk about your experience of that?
Well, Clem and I actually had so we were really close at the start of high school, and then we did end up not being close for a few years, and then I feel like we're really close again.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I agree. I think some changes are really scary and really upsetting, because it's like you've got that person in your life for so long, and you become almost like dependent on having that person, and then you don't have them for a bit.
And there were points like in like, so the middle of high school, like we were friends, but we weren't like really good friends like we are now, or we were in like year 7, 8, most of year 9.
Yeah.
It was just weird walking past Millie in the hall.
Yeah.
Whereas now, like,
talking to her or
make a joke or something.
Yeah.
Mm. And like I would now, but then it would just, you know, maybe a smile, and that's just like it's a really weird experience, thinking like I know her so well, and I'm
yeah,
just
you're
like
not as close.
Yeah, yeah. And like I think both of us, like as everyone in high school goes through, has like different friend groups
yeah.
all the time, and especially in the younger years, because that's when people are still like finding their people, I guess. And I think that lots of the time for me, that change wasn't super scary when it was like with groups, because I would be sitting with a group and then I'd make friends with a new group of girls from, you know, my new classes, and then I'd start sitting with them. So it was never me just going sitting with the girls who I hadn't really spoken to yet.
Right.
And I think both of us have always tried to not just be limited to our one group.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, because we're not in, we're in different groups,
yeah.
but we're still really, really good friends.
Yeah.
And I think
nice.
That's really important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's two changes there, aren't you? You just described it. There's the change of not talking to each other
mm.
and then having to deal with that. And then, as you said, it's a bit weird walking past this person that you're so close to, but yet you're not communicating with them. So dealing with that. And then moving into another group of friends. And I hear this quite often too, you know, I'm sitting with this group now, and I'm not quite sure, you know, I know a few of them, but I feel like the other girls don't really know me, or how do I act in this situation? Or, you know, I was talking to a girl recently who said her friendship group expanded, new girls joined a friendship group. And it really threw her, she got really anxious, and she didn't talk in that group for like 2 or 3 days. And then by the fourth day, she thought, this is silly. We've got to say something. And she went to speak, and it came out as a whisper.
Oh.
Because she was so fearful,
yeah.
you know. And it shocked her. That's what she came to talk about. What's wrong with me? Like, I said, nothing wrong with you. It's just that, you know, you're so worried about their response and how these people take you. And, you know, all those things were changes. And how do you deal with it? So how did you deal with your situation?
I think as you get older, I think there's a reason that a lot of friendship like troubles and issues generally happen in younger years is because I think as you get older, you learn a couple of things. Like you learn that you can be friends with people outside your group. That's
mm.
there's no like rule.
Yeah.
Which it feels like in year 7 and stuff like that, it feels like there's rules, like you have to sit with
yeah.
your group and stuff like that, but you learn that there's like no rules at all, and you can do whatever, you can be friends with whoever and still be a part of this group. And I think you also learn within group situations, like everyone's thinking about what they're doing. They don't care that you like eat your food a certain way or
yeah.
like or, like speak a certain way or like laugh a certain way. They don't care. They're thinking about their own, they have their own worries going on, and they're
that's
not like,
a, yeah.
they don't care what you're doing.
That's a really good point, because I think sometimes we assume, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
We assume that all these things are going on in people's heads, or they're thinking these things, and we need to do something about that. I need to be a different person. I need to change in order to fit in here. But as you say, Millie, a lot of the time, it's not even in their
mm-hmm.
scope of thinking.
Mm-hmm. And I think, so with like, groups and like Millie said, getting older, as I've gotten older, I've like learned how to deal with situations. Say like if someone upsets me in year 7 or year 8, I probably would have acted pretty irrationally and like gotten quite angry and like not talked to them or something. But now I'm able to like realize that the first step is I need to let myself calm down and then be able to look at a situation objectively.
Yeah.
And then I can act on it. Because I think in younger years, lots of the like drama, I guess, is all stems from people being irrational
mm.
or reacting like straight away, and that's not necessarily the best way
yeah.
mm.
to handle lots of things.
I mean, I remember in year 7, whenever someone was mad at someone, you would just like ignore them.
Yeah, it was like,
and it was just so unproductive. And then when you've got like 2, like I feel like we're both quite stubborn. Like
yeah,
if we
yeah.
were going to ignore each other, we would like try to compete, and like it would just never get solved.
So you could ignore each other better.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. You'd be like, oh, she's not going to apologize to me, then I'm not going to apologize
exactly.
to her.
Yeah,
and you end up making the other person mad by,
yeah.
like, being mad.
Yeah, like, I remember, like, if someone who I would say, like, because at the start of year 7, we were just a group of 4, because that's
mm.
all the only people we knew. Say, like, I would walk past one of them and forget to wave because I didn't see them, then that would, like, create a drama.
Yeah.
Oh,
whereas now, if someone
yeah.
did that, I would
you'd just
not
even
care,
think about
or
it.
I'd just yell out at them.
Yeah.
yeah.
So it's
like,
a maturity thing. It's
yeah, yeah,
yeah,
definitely. I think.
And
but
it's
I also
think, perspective.
Yeah, and it's also, like, having, like, experience with drama. Because I feel like if you
yeah.
never had drama in the younger years, it's harder to learn how to deal with it.
Not drama, the subject.
No, not drama as a subject. Like, tensions in friendship. So, like...
it is a good subject, I would
say. Yeah, good subject.
Mr. I is here, definitely. He's the head of drama.
Yeah. But, like, in year 7 and 8, I think people are kind of petty. And after, like, experiencing people acting like that towards you, you start to realise that that's not how you yourself want to act.
Yeah, sure.
And then you learn as you get older.
Sure. It's pretty tough, isn't it? Like, when you think about it, and as you talk about that, and as I say, the stories I hear... I don't think I'd want to be an adolescent girl. That's
very tough.
Yeah, like especially I think year 9 and 10.
Maybe I feel like year 8 and 9.
Yeah, 8 and 9 actually.
8 and 9 were the hardest years.
Yeah,
I mean and year 7.
Year 7, but year 7...
You haven't got many left.
Yeah.
I think for me it was like...
I loved year 7.
For me it was year 9 mainly.
Yeah.
That I just like... Same. Just it just felt so tiring. Just all this like tension and it was... I think at that point some people are starting to realise that it's all a bit silly.
Yeah.
And I was just getting so tired of it, and it was just like, I think lots of people would get upset very easily, and
yeah.
I think everyone was a bit worn out.
What do you reckon because often I think, you know, the things that tire us emotionally are our beliefs, the things that we believe about ourselves. What were some of those, not necessarily, if you could pick up what would be yours or other people's beliefs that tire you out, you know, as you look back now and you think, why was I thinking that? Why did I bother about that? But as you said, it's tiring. It's great that you said that, Clint, because I see that. I see people exhausted by it. What are some of the beliefs that wore you out?
I feel like maybe like, this isn't a word, but like clickiness.
Yeah.
Like the idea of like hierarchy and like power.
Definitely.
And just stuff like that. That's just so irrelevant and so.
So
not,
where you were in the pecking order.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Popular, not popular. I think that definitely like was a thing maybe in year 7 and 8.
Yeah.
But I think now that whole like idea of popular, not popular, and that's like not just within our school, but just like in the eastern suburbs as well.
Mm.
People being like what people call like relevant. Or known or
wow.
something.
Okay.
I feel like it definitely still exists.
Yeah, but I don't think so much within our year group.
Right.
Yeah.
Here. I think it's definitely like, I mean, I know that I don't care about it, and I think most girls don't really care about it.
Yeah.
Would people label people as relevant or not?
Yes.
Really?
Definitely in younger years.
In younger years. I don't think so much anymore, but like, you know, some will be like, oh, they're super relevant in the East, or they're like not relevant, and it's just
wow.
like... Yeah, it's pretty harsh now.
Oh,
yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And it becomes a gauge then, doesn't it? It
exactly.
becomes a gauge of what you're worth.
And then
yeah.
there are people like who, you know, in younger years, like they fall into that trap and want to become more relevant. And then that becomes like a priority over like friendships and enjoying who you're hanging around with. And then
and then
that can like lead you into becoming friends with people who maybe that you're not.
You aren't the same as all the people you don't click with.
And it comes back to change again, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It comes back to the idea of having to change for other people, to please other people. You know, that whole idea. Have you ever felt that pressure? Like you felt like you needed to change in order to please others?
Maybe in like year 8 and 9 a little. Yeah, I think in year 9 a bit.
Yeah.
But I think that I've always been my own person because I'm pretty outspoken and stubborn, and I have like say like in my group that I'm friends with now, my interests are quite different to everyone's interests are different, and I think I kind of embraced that when I was a bit younger, and I still do.
That's
so
great.
That's definitely helped.
And that's a really important part, isn't it? And that might come with maturity and knowing yourself, you know, knowing who you are and what you enjoy and what's important to you. I think that can help as you approach change, because as we said, it can destabilize you sometimes when change happens. You think, well, how do I manage this now? How do I fit into the life now? But if you know yourself and you're confident in yourself, sometimes that can help to face whatever comes your way.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've run out of time.
Oh.
That was such a good conversation.
Yeah.
We might have to do part
yeah.
two some other time.
True.
Definitely.
Thank you for joining me, Millie and Clem. It's been great to have you here.
Thank you so much for
having
us.
Yeah, thank you for having us on the podcast.
On the podcast.
You're the first students to be on the podcast. This is history. We're
what
making history
honor.
Here. No, it's excellent. So thank you very much. It's been a great conversation. I think I made the right choice.
Oh.
Excuse me. No, I know I made the right choice. I think I made. I can't believe I said that. But thanks everyone for listening. It's been great to have you as part of our conversation. If you have some feedback, please email me or give me a call or come and talk to me. If something that we've talked about today has prompted you to think about something or you'd like to talk about something, please come and do that. And of course, if you've got any topics that you want to talk about, if you want to come and join me on the podcast, you don't have to be an expert. Experts are welcome, but you don't have to be. I'd love to have you here. But great to have you with us. Hope all is well. Love you all. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.